First, between now and the November 6th general election, Wisconsin Public Radio has invited candidates who are running in contested races for statewide office and congressional seats to join us for interviews on Central Time and The Morning Show. You can find all those interviews at wisconsinvote.org. Margaret Engebritzen joins us now. She's a veteran of the U.S. military and running as a Democrat in the race for the 7th District Congressional seat in northern Wisconsin. Also running are independent Ken Dreesen and Republican incumbent Congressman Sean Duffy. Margaret Engebritzen, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks a lot.
Well, what do you see as the most important issue facing residents of Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District?
Well, there's several issues going on in the 7th. It's a very, very large district. It's all are part of 26 counties, so different areas are experiencing different concerns. But for almost everyone I talk to, healthcare is a number one issue, and that is because of healthcare costs have gotten out of control over the years, and access to doctors and specialists is also a challenge in certain areas.
So if elected to Congress, what would be your priority when it comes to health care?
Well, I think that we need to transition to a Medicare for All public health insurance program that covers everyone from the day they're born until the day they die, so that never again does anyone have to worry about having health care coverage. And once we make this transition to a single payer system, we will be able to bring down health care costs across the entire system.
Another big issue lately is trade and tariffs, concerns about the impact of tariffs on Wisconsin producers, manufacturers, farmers, and the state's economy. What direction do you think Congress and the nation should take on trade policy?
Well, I think it's really concerning that the Trump administration has put in tariffs, huge tariffs, on certain countries, and he has used tariffs as a sledgehammer instead of a scalpel. Now, in some cases, there's going to be a need for tariffs, but the way they're being implemented now is causing a lot of unintended consequences within our economy. And as far as trade goes, for many of our trade agreements, we have had business interests well represented at the table, but we also need to bring in and take into account labor interests and environmental interests and be more thoughtful about the long-term impacts that these agreements have.
Would you like to see some of our agreements, like the agreement formerly known as NAFTA, renegotiated with those interests in mind, labor and the environment?
I definitely think we should take a look at NAFTA and who's being helped here and make sure that everyone has a voice in this. But this agreement has been in place for a very, very long time. So a lot of the damage, shall we say, to labor has already occurred. Now, it's unfortunate that we didn't do better planning ahead of time as we transition into a more global economy, but there are definitely things that we can do. And the important thing here is that we need, you know, all the stakeholders involved in making a plan, because we're all affected. And when we all do better, we all do better.
Now, immigration has been a priority for the Trump administration. It's a long-running issue in Congress where not too much has actually been resolved. What would you look for when it comes to immigration policy for the United States?
Yeah, this is a disappointment, I know, for a lot of Americans. And our Congress has gotten close several times to coming to a bipartisan solution to reform our immigration system. But we haven't been successful. And now, in the current climate with divisive politics and, you know, a lot of our elected leaders and people running for office are using it as a wedge to run their campaigns on. And it's really unethical and dishonorable in many of these cases what is being said. Now, the current immigration system does need reform. And we've seen how it really, really matters who is implementing policy in this nation. So what we need to do is address the, I think it's 11 to 12 million undocumented immigrants in this nation who are contributing to our communities. They're working, they're paying taxes, and we must provide a pathway to citizenship for those that are law-abiding and have followed the rules. The visa system has to be reformed. It's creating problems, especially here in Wisconsin, for agriculture. And we have to look at our system as a whole. And as a nation, we need to start discussing immigration policy. Like, who are we? I mean, what is America? Who do we want here? How many people are we going to welcome into our nation to become Americans? So that is going to be a long conversation where we, you know, all voices need to be heard on this. But continuing to use it as a wedge issue and a way to frighten people is just unconscionable.
Do you see yourself being able, if elected, to work across the aisle with Republicans, either in the House or with those in the Senate, to try to come up with something that all sides can agree on?
I certainly hope so. Look, I'm going to Congress to try to help make it work better, because I am not going to get there and dig in my heels and not refuse to work with people because they belong to a different party. Now, that doesn't mean that I will, forsake my values and my code of honor and what I think is ethical and right. Most certainly not. That would betray my oath to my constituents and to this nation. But I would really love to work with anyone that is truly focused on progressing and getting past this point.
Talking to Margaret Engebritzen, Democrat running for Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District seat, representing much of northern and central Wisconsin. Margaret Engebritzen, let's turn now to the national debt. We saw a big jump over the last year, a rise of 17% from the previous year, despite a growing economy. How do you think Congress should tackle the annual deficit, the growing national debt?
Well, this is a situation where the Republicans in Congress pushed through this reckless tax bill without debate, without much analysis, and behind closed doors, and not working with members of the Democratic Party who are there representing millions of Americans. And they pushed it through, and many outside special interests had a hand in drafting this tax bill. And unsurprisingly, it is geared to give this huge tax windfall to the ultra-wealthy and corporations, leaving in place loopholes like the carried interest loophole. And this was exactly the wrong thing to do at the wrong time. Now, what we need to do is, in the state of the economy as it is, if we're going to deficit spend, we need to be doing it in ways that provides growth for the entire economy. So investing in infrastructure. We have many areas of this country that is desperate for infrastructure spending, much like the 7th Congressional District here in Wisconsin, education, investing in new technologies and working to transition to a clean energy economy.
Yeah, we had a caller wondering if you'd consider making incentives for individuals using solar power or other alternative energy sources. Would that be part of your goal?
Yes, that would be one piece of a holistic plan. What we need to do is reduce carbon, and you can address climate change and reducing fossil fuel consumption by taxing the use of carbon, regulating the use of carbon, and of course subsidizing research into solar, wind, and new technologies to make this transition. We've got to make this transition. The stakes are very, very high, and we are already paying massive costs for not addressing this issue in the form of increased extreme weather events, and it's even causing migration patterns around the world where people can no longer use their land for farming. I mean, this is a global issue we must address.
And can you tackle the issue for us of civility in politics, from last year's shooting of Republican congressmen at a baseball practice to this pipe bomb incident over the last week, plus a lot of heated political rhetoric? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, when I launched my campaign here back February 12th of this year in Superior, where I'm at right now, I spoke about this at length in my my launch speech. It is a main reason why I'm running for Congress, is because over the years I've seen our politics degrade, our politics be corrupted by special interests and big money, and the increasing ability and willingness to use inflammatory rhetoric. And what's happened here over the years, especially since around 1994 in the Republican Newt Gingrich revolution, it is a zero-sum defeat your enemy, and looking at the other political party is not one that just disagrees with you, but that must be completely destroyed. And that has caused all kinds of issues. It has caused our Congress to come to a grinding halt. We have had our Congress shut down our government and sit there without funding to all these things we need. And the American people, I don't care what party you belong to, most Americans desperately want Congress to work better, and they want to have faith in their leaders. And what we need to do is only vote for people who are running and want to hold office for reasons to serve.
And that's all the time we have. Thanks to Margaret Engebritzen, running as a Democrat in Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District. We heard from Republican incumbent Sean Duffy yesterday and independent challenger Ken Dreesen on Tuesday. Find these interviews and more information over at wisconsinvote.org. Food Friday is coming up here on Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. This is the Ideas Network.